Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the escalation clause. What is it and how it can get you the home and save you money? Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining us. This is episode number 12, The Escalation Clause. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking all about this special clause that you might put into an offer on a home. But before we get into that, let me introduce you to myself. My name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle. But even if you're not in Seattle, this podcast is for you. This podcast is dedicated to educating and empowering home buyers, really all across the nation. Yes, a lot of stuff we talk about on this podcast will be related to Seattle, but a lot of things translate to other states. We may use different terms on some things. Some things I know are allowed in Washington, not in other states. But for the most part, you're going to learn everything you need to know about buying a home on this podcast. The first, if you want to learn about buying a home, the first 10 episodes to this is basically a how to buy a home podcast. So it's first 1 through 10, step by step, how to buy a home. Sort of a audio version of my guidebook, the ultimate guide to buying a home, which you can get from me if you just send me an email at silas@silasgetsreal.com and just ask for the guidebook if you'd like to read all of this information, and I'll just email that out to you. Again, that one caters a little to Seattle, but you know, it'll help you on your journey. It'll give you some things to think about and talk about and all that. So thank you for joining me, and thank you to all the listeners around the country. You know, I got an email from somebody who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, asking me, "Hey, Silas, do you know a good real estate agent out here in Louisville, Kentucky?" And actually, I did. So I was able to do an introduction, and that's my message out to all of you. Wherever you are listening, you can go ahead and email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com or text me even at 206-351-9230. Whether you are looking for a home locally in Seattle so that I can help you out, or if you are looking in another state, another city in another state. Now, I mean, I help from Tacoma to Marysville out here, if you know the geography. But if you're in another state, like if you're in Orlando, if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, if you're in Louisville, I know real estate agents all over this country. So give me a call, give me an email, give me a text, and I'll hook you up with somebody good. All right. It's one of the ways that sponsors this show is helping getting you connected to the people that I believe in. And I'll never connect you with someone I don't believe in, because, hey, that's not good for my show, ultimately, right? But hey, let's get into it. This is the escalation clause. So an escalation clause is sort of, it's been super popular in Seattle over the last several years. Super popular. It's a way of raising your offer without having to just guess at an amount that is going to work for the seller, and especially when you're competing against multiple offers. Now, word of note, there are some states, I believe Texas is one of them, I'm not positive, there are some states that escalation clause are not legal for some reason. They just want you to put offers in at exact amounts. They're legal in Washington, and we even have a special form set up for them, so there's no question about us writing the legality of it. What it does is, let's say you're looking at a house that's $400,000, but there's like, you know, there's going to be like 6-7 offers in on this house, right? So you may write in that, okay, we want to buy this house and we are willing to pay up to $410,000. But with our escalation clause, we don't want to pay, you know, that 410 completely right away if there's no other offers. So you are willing to beat, let's say, every other offer by $1,000 up to 410. So if the next closest offer to you is like 404, you've said that you will now pay 405 for that home. And that's the highest offer. The people accept it. And that's basically how an escalation clause works. So it almost makes it sort of like an eBay auction. If you've ever bought something on eBay, that's kind of what you do. You set your amount that you're willing to, and it kind of has the increments built in. But you say how much that you will pay max for this, and eBay will do this. And it's worked. It's very smooth. I've gotten people homes with escalation clauses. It's really simple. Does it seem too simple? Maybe. That's probably why some people don't even allow them. Like, I personally, I think this is an agent who doesn't understand them. They don't understand how they work, and they don't want to. It's confusing. Or it could be because the buyer, or the seller rather, or the seller's agent is trying just to maximize the money as much as possible. So They may say no escalation clauses. I don't see that often, but I have definitely seen that. What I like is when it's real straightforward and people will say, yeah, bring in escalation clauses, include those, and then they just add up and they go, okay, well, this was the highest offer, and that person won, right? Sometimes people get a bunch of offers and then they come back to you and say, okay, we want your highest and best amount. Submit that. They don't want escalation clauses now. It's like, ah, crap, well, that ruined that. A potential disadvantage of them is if you send in and say, okay, I'm approved for 410, but I'm doing $1,000 per over the highest offer up to that, right? They may only get an offer up to 402, say, but you've kind of given away how much that you're willing to pay for this house. It's possible that you could get a counteroffer for 410. They'll just cancel out the escalation clause and they'll say 410. That's it. That's what they'll pay for. Now then you don't have to do the 410. You can be like, no, we'll do 405. That was our max. We don't like your game. You know, there's a lot of ways to deal with it after. Now, there is strategy in putting in this escalation clause. Like, personally, I'm going to give you away one of my secrets. So if you're one of my listeners here, please, gosh, I hope you use me because I'm giving away my trade secret right now on how I win houses. Let's say it is a $400,000 house, and you are actually willing to go up to $440 on there. We put in it that $440 is the max you'll go. My suggestion on escalation amounts is $5,000. I know you're saying like, whoa, that's a lot. It's a lot to go over. And it is. But here's the thing. $1,000 over the other offer is not really much. Like, if they included a letter, face of their happy face, they mentioned that they're, you know, they can't wait to walk their dog around the neighborhood. And the seller's like, oh, I love dogs. Oh my gosh, I want this person to get it. This other guy offered $1,000 more, but $1,000, you know, after I pay commissions and I pay taxes, it's not quite $1,000. It's not, you know what? I'm just going to give it to the dog owner. So, and I've even given an escalation clause because my client insisted of it only being $2,500. And the seller's agent said to me, well, I mean, they're basically the same. It's $2,500. It's not that much difference, but it is, you know, it is higher. So there was that. But I was surprised to hear from these listing agents that even for them, $2,500 was not enough more for them just to it to be a no-brainer. But I have found psychologically, $5,000, you offer $5,000 over, and it's hard for them to turn it down. It's they're like, well, okay, they didn't mention dogs, but it's $5,000. That guy can play in his, with a dog in another neighborhood then. $5,000 has a psychological advantage. Like people don't want to leave $5,000 on the table. They might leave $1,000, you know. And I mean, there's a lot of other things in your offer that could sway people and help out. But I found like, you know, like if you're an FHA loan and you're going against a bunch of conventional loans, you know, that extra $5,000 might be temptation. That might help you get it. And so, yes. You might be saying, Silas, well, doesn't that mean I may have paid more for it than I needed to? Well, yeah, you might have. You might not have. That might have been what got you over, but you might have. I think the question you have to ask are you willing to lock this house in for that $5,000? Is the house that important to you that you'll say, you know what, we'll do it. $5,000 more, fine. Because, I mean, when you break it down, it's like $30 a month. $40 a month max, right? Probably. I'm not a loan officer. Don't quote me on that. Check with your lender. But it's probably roughly in that area. So for another $30, $40 a month, are you willing to pay extra for this house to get it, to make sure you have it? That's really between you and your broker, how bad you want the house. Maybe you're not in that situation. But that's what I recommend if someone really wants the house. Go for the five. Lock it in. And like I've said, I've recommended five, and some people don't go with it. They're like, no, they just can't handle it. They can't handle it. And it's been both ways. It's worked and hasn't worked. So, but that's escalation clauses. That's it. Anything bad that can happen for it, you got to make sure that your agent fills it out right. You do need to do that. The only potential horror story, which didn't really pan out, the other agent was like legit and said, hey, you got to rewrite this doesn't work. They forgot to put in the maximum amount that they would pay. They said they would pay $3,000 over anybody else, but forgot to put a maximum. So yeah, that could be horrible. I mean, appraisal would probably save you on that, but you'd end up paying a lot more for the house than you planned on. Would have been horrible. Now, the other question people have is like, well, how do we know that there was really another offer? They do have to show that other offer. They have to submit that when they accept the offer and say, hey, here's one for $420. You said you go up to $440 with $5,000 over. So we're at $425. That's the final. So that's how they work. I think, you know, they're good and they're basic. They're not available in every state. In some states, they are allowed, but people have to write to them themselves, which is a pain. So, you know, we're lucky here in Washington. But hey, that's the program. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 12, The Escalation Clause. Hey, if you're in the Seattle area and you are looking to buy or sell a home, please let me be part of that process. If you could just email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com or text me at 206-351-9230. And we'll set up a time. We'll get your home shopping path going. We'll put that pavement on that road. Start heading in there. Even if you're like 6-7 months out, well, maybe a year. I'm working with somebody for 2 years on getting them ready to buy a home. So you can do it. And of course, if you're not in the Seattle area and you do need that referral I talked about earlier, please go ahead and give me a call or text, and I'll hook you up with somebody great. Thank you so much, and good luck on your home buying journey. This has been Silas Lindenstein.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.